Welcome to the Direct Sellers Podcast, the podcast for direct sellers who are ready to get uncomfortable, build their business, and grow a team while changing the face of the direct sales industry. I'm your host, Rachel Perry. Join me as we get real and talk about all the things you need to kick some serious direct sales booty. From overcoming limiting beliefs to sharing the exact strategies you need to attract the right people who become customers and beg to join your team. I've got you covered, girl. I'm going to be your new BFF when it comes to balancing life and kids while building your direct sales business with poise, peace of mind, and of course, a good set of fake eyelashes. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast. Oh my goodness, we have just had literally the best week inside the Business Quote for Direct Sellers. And we've welcomed some new members to our Wealth and Worth Legacy Builders community, which is so exciting. And if you're one of those members, new or old, I'm just so excited about what's to come. And if you're listening to this and you're like, what is Wealth and Worth Legacy Builders? It is my exclusive group coaching membership community where I teach you how to build a consistent, profitable, and sustainable direct sales business. Yes, it can be done. Yes, there are terrible methods out there that are being taught, and I don't teach you any of them. I teach you what does work. So this week, I kind of wanted to share with you an episode from the Business Glow Up. So when I did the Business Glow Up, I did live video training, but I also created a private podcast that the attendees or registrants could listen to. Because let's be real, podcasts are fun to listen to, right? So I did this and it was a hit. This episode I'm actually going to share with you this week was one of the top listened to. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to share it with my podcast audience because I think it's worth your time. I really do. So this was lie number two that I talked about. I shared four lies. They were, the first lie is that everyone and anyone is your ideal customer. So your ideal customer can be anywhere from ages 18 to 95. That's a lie. You need to niche down. And you guys have heard me talk about that before. There are podcast episodes about that. The second lie is that all you need to do is share your company posts and share other people's posts and just lead with your product. That's a lie. And that's what this podcast episode is going to be about. The third lie is that parties are the only way to grow your business. Well, if you're in a party playing company, that's a lie that is being taught. It's just not true anymore. Yes, parties used to be the best way to grow your business. I'm going to say, I don't think they're the best way anymore. I think they're great if they're working for you, but if they're not working for you, let's stop the shame. Let's stop feeling like there's something wrong with you because there's not. Things have changed. Life has changed. Society has changed. Everything has changed. Okay. Parties don't work like they used to. And there are other ways. And lie number four is that you have all the tools. This is an easy business. Now get to work and do it because it's easy. Well, that's not true. It's a simple business model, but it's not easy. And I think when we hear from our upline or other leaders that it's easy and you have all the tools, now go do it. That makes you feel ashamed, makes you feel embarrassed. It makes you feel like there's something wrong with you. And then you procrastinate and put it off, right? And then you think, why am I even doing this? And it's just a terrible kind of hole to find yourself in. But this week you're going to listen to the episode that I did about sharing your products, lead with your products, share, you know, use someone else's posts, share your company posts. That's just not the way to do it. And it all comes down to personal branding, which I have clearly talked about a lot in this podcast. Now, there will be links that I talk about. You can obviously ignore those because they're no longer relevant. But just listen in and see what you think. And I hope that you find it beneficial. And next week, I'll be back with a brand new episode for the Direct Sellers Podcast. So sit back, relax, and check it out. Hello, my friends. Happy day two of the Business Glow Up for direct sellers. What did you guys think of day one? For those of you who watched the live, It was so great having that conversation with you. If you listened to the podcast yesterday morning, I love you. This is amazing. I am going in to each day. I'm going into the challenge that's in the Facebook group, and I am going to comment on as many posts as I can. I'm hoping to get to all of them. So remember, if you are just listening to the podcast, go back and look for the post for that day. If you absolutely can't make the live, and share your challenge for the day, not only so that you get credit, but also so that I can coach you through any hiccups that you have. It was so awesome also doing the VIP session after day one yesterday. Again, it's not too late to join VIP. RachelAPerry.com/VIP. You get all lifetime access to all the trainings, to all the recordings, and you just get some time to be coached. And not just that, you also get to watch others be coached. And that's, there were some ahas today in that group. Today, we're talking about lie number two, which is all you have to do to grow, build your direct sales business, to get it sustainable, to make it profitable and consistent. All you have to do is put your product first, and then just copy and paste the marketing stuff that your company gives you, and you'll be golden. That was, you'll be golden. I don't know why I decided to try and do a Scottish accent. Yeah, that's so not true. That's so not true, my friends. Oh my gosh. Yes, it is tempting to want to just look and see what other people are creating and just copy them. I remember when I was building my direct sales business, one of the things that annoyed me the most was I'd create really cool images and then people would just take it and share it on their page. And I would get annoyed because I kind of felt like I had put in that creation time, or I'd paid someone to create it for me, and then someone would just take it. And I didn't understand that. I do think that is a little bit the sort of nature of this industry, is it's a lot of freebies. People just assume they can take what's out there because you get so much information and product and everything when you start. But unfortunately, that's just not okay. And the thing is, when you share other people's things, when you share their product, even when you share the company images and copy, meaning the writing that they have created for you and that they are giving to you to use, it's not your brand. And that's what we're diving in to talk about today, is kind of branding yourself and setting yourself apart from everybody else. The thing is, and we talked about this actually in the VIP session yesterday, people follow you for you. So no matter what you sell, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, people are going to follow you if they're your people, right? And so when you know who you are speaking to, like when you are speaking their language, that's when powerful things happen. But when you're just sharing somebody else's post or your company's post, or you're just talking about your product, people don't get to know who you are. And that's where branding comes in. Branding is what sets you apart from every other direct seller, because your audience is drawn to you, not to your product, not to your business plan. They're drawn to you because of you. Now, your product is amazing. I mean, obviously it is. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't. But people don't care as much about your product as they do about who you are. And something else that's really special too when you're building your brand is you're able to really connect with them on a deeper level. It's like they feel seen. So if you watched the live yesterday, and if you didn't watch the live, I'd really encourage you to go back and watch it, because I really kind of went deep into why it's so important to understand your ideal customer's language and what they're struggling with, because you need to you want them to feel seen and heard. And the way to do that is to peel back the layers, is to go really deep. So I really encourage you to go back and watch that, or listen to it in the car, like play it, but not watch it because that's dangerous. But I didn't touch on that in the podcast yesterday, partly because someone asked me the question in the live and it kind of took me on a different tangent. And I think it's really powerful. So I encourage you to do that. But people want to connect with you. What you share and what you're teaching them is valuable. You are more than your product and you're more than your company. You are not 31 Rachel Perry. You are not Pampered Chef Rachel Perry. You are, and you're not Rachel Perry either, but you are your name. So Pampered Chef, insert your name, right? That's not who you are. You are just your name. You are you. And when we talk about branding, people automatically think, oh, okay, yeah. So I have my colors and I have my fonts. But it's actually so much more than that. Now, yes, the branding is definitely colors, fonts, the feeling people get when they come to your page or to your profile or when they see you. It's what makes you stand out visually. And we have a whole branding and content checklist in the workbook, if you have the workbook. So be sure to check that out. But if that's not, what I should say is that's not the only thing that's important. Branding is also your messaging, which is how you speak to your ideal customer, what you say to your ideal customer. It's the valuable content that you're putting out there. Remember yesterday, I walked you through like, who is your ideal customer? And I had you share like a problem that you can solve. We talked about what they love, what they hate. And the reason for that is so that you can speak to them in the language that they understand. For example, if I'm talking to a mom of young kids, that's going to be a much different language than if I'm talking to a mom of teenagers. Why? Because we evolve, we grow, we change, we go into different stages of life. And while I can understand what the mom of the young kids is talking about in that language, it's not going to resonate as much with me as if I'm talking or listening to someone who's telling me about teenagers and that stage of life, right? That's going to pull me in because that's where I am. So it's really important that you understand what your messaging is. So yesterday in the VIP session, shout out to Melissa. Melissa shared that she's a rep for two different companies. But what her passion really is her mommy blog. And it's helping moms find themselves again because after leaving a job, corporate job, whatever kind of job to become a mom, and how we so often as mothers lose ourselves. That's who her person is. That's who she speaks to. And what she was having difficulty with was really understanding, like figuring out how to make that whole message cohesive because while her two direct sales companies flow, she didn't know how to connect it all to the mommy blogging. Well, the idea here for her messaging is that her overall umbrella messaging is that as moms, it's hard and we are shifting and we lose, as a young mom, you've lost yourself quite possibly. You're looking to feel valued. You miss that job where you felt that value and you just feel frumpy and gross. She's speaking to those people now. So that's her messaging, right? That's her brand. So now people don't just see Melissa as the person who sells makeup and skincare. They see her as the mommy blogger who gets me, who understands me, and who's going to show me how to feel better about myself using the products, sometimes not using the products, but it's all going to flow. That is your branding. That is your valuable content. Okay. That's what's going to make you stand out. So think about your overall message. What are you helping? So yesterday we had people share some things about their ideal customer. And they'd say things like, my ideal customer, I didn't see this, but this is just an example. Like my ideal customer, they sell Scentsy, let's say. We did have a VIP-er who sells Scentsy, but this was not her. Let's say she sells Scentsy. So she goes, my ideal customer is a woman aged 35 to 60, and she loves her house to smell good. Okay, so we're going to peel back those layers. Why does she like her house to smell good? Well, because it makes her happy. Okay, so what about the scent makes her happy? Why does her house smelling good make her feel happy? Well, because she loves to entertain. And when she entertains, she likes her house to smell good and because it just makes everything more festive. Okay, so she loves to entertain. Why does she love to entertain? Because she loves connecting with people. Okay, so fragrance for her means so much more than just it smells good. It helps her connect with other people. Do you see what I'm doing? So that's the valuable content. That's the branding. That's the messaging. Okay. And notice that when you talk about things like, what is your ideal customer love? What is she like? What does she hate? What does she deal with every day? What is a problem that she has that you can solve? You don't often say much about the product because it's not about the product. It's about you and how you can serve them on a deeper level and how you can solve a problem for them, right? The selling of the product is going to come, but the connection is first and foremost. Here's another example of another VIP-er, Camille. So Camille sells activewear. Okay. And her ideal customer is a woman who's going through perimenopause or menopause. Okay. Or who's past it. Right. And they feel better. You know, they don't, their body has changed and they feel uncomfortable. And so she teaches them how to feel better about their body. She sells activewear, but she teaches them about the process. She doesn't teach them about the process of menopause, but she's the person to go, hey, you're not alone. Is this happening to your body? This is part of perimenopause or menopause. I can help you feel better about yourself. Let's talk about it. I went for a walk today and the walk really released some endorphins that was good. And when you're going through menopause, I don't know if any of this is true, but when you're going through menopause, these are the things that we have to remember. And then she can, you know, be sharing, she's wearing her Zaya activewear, but she's not selling her Zaya activewear. Right? So these are all ways that you can serve your ideal customer on a deeper level. Because when there is more than just your product and the pieces of content that your company creates for you, that's not your brand. That's not connecting you with them. But when you speak to them and add value to them and you do it consistently, that's when the magic happens. Because it's all about building relationships, right? It's about building the relationships and taking that time to connect on that deeper level. So I want you to think about, what does your ideal customer, what problem can you solve? And if you say something like, I sell jewelry and the problem I solve is how to accessorize. And I'm picking on me because this is what I used to say. Oh, the problem I solve is how to accessorize and what jewelry looks good with different necklines. I'm going to say, go deeper. Is that what they're struggling with? Is that a problem that they have? No. Let's go deeper. Why do they like to accessorize? Well, they like to accessorize because they feel better about themselves. All right. Well, what makes them feel better about themselves? Well, they're actually feeling very frumpy. My ideal customer feels really frumpy right now because she's a young mom. And frankly, she's exhausted and doesn't have the time to put on makeup and look cute. Okay, great. So the jewelry, she can throw on some jewelry and feel better about herself because she looks a little bit more put together. Awesome. So really what you're doing is helping young moms feel more put together, give them more confidence, things like that, right? So that's the problem. So the problem, one of the problems might be that your ideal customer is exhausted because she's a young mom and wants to feel good about herself, but just has no time to do it. You know, that's what because then you don't have to just show jewelry with that, right? You can also give them other tips and tricks. What are some other things that they could do? Okay. So your challenge today is to share a problem in the Facebook group, share a problem that your ideal customer has that you can solve. It doesn't necessarily mean that I have a product for that, right? It's, what are you teaching them? What value are you bringing to their lives? Okay. And remember, this is super important to do, to come in and share this challenge, because then you're going to be entered to win. Because remember, we're doing prizes, y'all. Yeah. And one of the prizes is that phrase of the week. Do you remember that? We have a special phrase. So today's word, if you're keeping track, and if you have your workbook, I'm sure you are, but even if you don't have the workbook, make sure you keep track, because you could win like a strategy coaching call with me. The secret word today is key. Like, you use a key to open your door. So the secret word today is key, and I'm super excited to see you back here tomorrow for day 3. But if you can, make the live. If you can't because you're in a different country and the time zone just sucks, no worries. Just catch up when you can. We are here for you. I'm so happy you're listening to this. I love you. I appreciate you. Let's keep transforming your business, shall we? And that's it for this week's episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast. I hope you found some value in that, and I can't wait to be back here with you next week for another episode. So until then, my friends, take care. That's it for this week's episode of Making the Leap. Thank you for joining me today, you guys. And hey, listen, if you love today's episode and think your downline, upline, or even your sideline might benefit from it, or even the podcast, send them a link, share this episode, or screenshot it and share it on Instagram and tag me at Rachel A. Perry. I'd truly be so honored. And hey, listen, if you haven't already, come and hang out with me over on the gram, where I share all kinds of craziness and free resources to help you make the leap both in business and in life. Because let's face it, life